One More Turn, Episode 1106, All Roads.
What is the reason you invited me to this place, of all places, Garrison?
Bring you to the most popular diner in town? Yes, Hudson, hard to fathom.
This is where you would pick up Bella after our latest argument when we were dating. In high school.
Ah, yes, that time when you were more off and on than a bathroom switch light. Though, since you mentioned it, I recall picking you up from here almost as often, taking you home to your parents as often as I took her to hers.
It can't be good that you wanted to talk in person, so let's have it.
I didn't force you to come here. I didn't coerce you. Why did you?
You were the one who picked Bill up when Gary didn't. Picked me up when my parents didn't. You didn't care that you hadn't had any relationship with Gary for years even to that point, or that all my parents did in response to your kindness was to give you grief. You have shown me you show up when it matters. So when you asked me to show up, I did because it must matter.
That is most kind of you to say. Any chance you'd repeat that to Garibaldi?
Tell me something worthwhile and I'll erect it on a neon billboard by the highway.
At no point in any conversation should either of us ever use the word erect.
That's quite a feat being both a juvenile and a boomer in the same sentence.
Dominic may have gotten what he wants with respect to Avery's baby, but he still intends to bring Carson and Caleb down over the Doe contract.
Or tarnishing the reputation of our part of this country? I see your confused look. Reese says that this is a quote from Dominic when he approached her for help.
Reese wasn't exaggerating when she said you were opening up about your childhood. I just came from a meeting with her and Evelyn. Evelyn claims Bella exaggerates when it serves her purpose.
Reese is part of your podcasting venture as well. To quote Bella from two seasons ago, she thought it weird that you went into business with her. It's downright insensitive you would bring her mother into it, too.
In the interest of full disclosure, there is no more venture. We broke it off.
You don't need to be diplomatic about such things with me. I know you well enough to know that one way or another, you would end it. And now you have. On a personal level, too? That look tells me yes there, too, but that it was Evelyn's doing. Shame.
Why? We agreed to keep things no strings attached. On both fronts.
Not even on a professional level. No working agreement.
We only ever talked about working. Never actually working. Personally, Evelyn and I never talked, just acted.
Dominic isn't the first person to pursue action against the Doe contract, and I'll doubt he'll be the last. What makes him the first I should be concerned about actually doing it?
He's the one who managed to strong-arm Avery against her will, did he not?
Despite that, something tells me it wouldn't take much to convince Avery to hold her hard line against not just Caleb and Carson, but everyone involved in Doe. Really, at this point, they should just do as Bella and I did, getting blindsided with our hookup audio being published against our wishes. Take control of the narrative.
I recall Reese telling me the same thing a few seasons ago during the mayoral campaign.
Regarding what?
Business you are in no position to ask about.
I'll just ask Reese about it then.
Which she may or may not tell you, but I certainly won't. In any event, I seem to have wasted your time, which was not my intent.
I know.
To wasting your time or not being my intent?
Yes.
The older you get, the more frustrating that joke gets.
If you're looking for redemption, I know of a way you could stand up for me again. And it's by standing up for Bella, too. Interested?
Looks like I'm interrupting something serious.
What makes you say that?
The two of you are here. Together. At a table. By yourselves.
He knows of this place too. Is there anything about your past you haven't told her yet?
He also likes seafood, and I told her it was the only place in town for it. Worthwhile.
Garrison came to tell you about Dominic's intentions towards the Doe contract, didn't he?
He did. You came to tell me the same? That look is my answer.
Does it say more about you or us that we both came to you to discuss the same matter?
Me?
When you serve a volley, that makes it about him? Of course he's going to choose himself.
badminton metaphors now? They are already tedious, and bad is in the game's name.
You two represent different parts of my life. You, the past, and Reese, the present.
If this was a Charles Dickens novel, that would make us ghosts.
That would make Hudson, Ebenezer, Scrooge.
So now all we're missing is the ghost of my future. I don't need a political scientist to tell me who is not that candidate.
I don't know about Reese's schooling, but I do know Garrison's half credit in a first-year university does not make him a political scientist.
He does have decades of experience being a political candidate campaign manager.
No, that made him political opportunity for hire.
What are you doing here, Evelyn?
It was recently suggested to me that I wouldn't know parenting if it threw itself at me.
That is a truly flawed metaphor.
That's generous.
How did you know to find us here?
Garrison and I have trackers for each other's phones. Learning his phone was here.
Good to reason that he would be here too, yes, along with his wallet and keys. Describes me and millions of others within this country and beyond. What's your point?
Bella called, then left me a voicemail, asking a question that has me concerned.
What's the question?
Since the mayoral election, Bella and Evelyn have seldom spoken, and unlike the past, it's Bella that's been keeping her distance. She also prefers to text, as it's a written medium.
Always lawyering, that one.
That term comes up a lot around here.
Again, so, what was the question?
How did I know that I had fallen out of love with Gary? That's her father.
Yes, I know of him. Knew him for a couple seasons, even. Now I'm quoting Max.
I'm concerned for Bella. Each of you is either concerned about something she was involved in professionally or her personal well-being. Bella is concerned for herself and has told me as much. Carson is the source of my concern and hers. Care to help out?
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Garrison, voiced by Steve Warning U2 Warner. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Rades. Evelyn, voiced by Hannah Codex. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Vanity is used by those whose vocabulary is limited by their own ignorance.
From the mouth of someone whose judgment is unhinged by their own arrogance.
Now I'm having to defend me from you? We were better off when we didn't speak about our relationship anything to one another.